Bless your heart. Thank you, huh? You're the best. Thank you. Yeah, God bless you. Please be seated. Wonderful to see all of you here this morning. My goodness. Wow. Well, what I want to share with you is saying the same thing. Saying the same thing. That's how I'm titling this sharing. This week in our fellowship has been really exciting because we've been making declarations of who we are in Christ. Now, some of you may remember we had a dynamic sharing from Jan Majera, and she shared these 31 declarations. So I trust you've been able to use this to your advantage to declare who you are, saying the same thing that God says about you. Now, we just heard some great words from God, didn't we? And those are the kind of things that we can have in our life and share in our life, believe in our life. Do you believe those words we heard? Yeah, that's the true God. And those are true words. So we want to declare those things. Who we are in Christ. You know, back when I was 21 years old, I became somebody else. I became a United States Marine Corps officer. Hoorah, see? So I had a different picture of who I was. I was a Marine, and that meant something, right, Todd? That's right, he knows. Any other Marines out here? All right, just the two of us. See, we're a unique breed. But isn't it interesting? Thank you, Vicky, for that encouragement. But see, how did I picture myself in my mind who I was? Much bigger than before I had that title, right? I mean, this being a Marine is ingrained in you, so you have it the rest of your life, right? We bleed green, they say. But see, those are just words, attitudes of mind, and they make a big difference, don't they, in your life, how you perceive yourself, big time. And then we apply that to God's word, what he says about us, and start thinking like that, like we are a son of God, right? You know, there's another word I want to share with you today that goes right along with declare. We kind of poo-pooed to confess, right? You know, we confess the things of God sometimes. We confess a lot of things. But you know, that word in our times and culture, it kind of has a, I don't want to say negative, but it starts with con, you know, and con is a prefix that's kind of, it's a downer a little bit, right? So when you confess, you're thinking about, okay, I did something wrong, so I got to confess. I'm guilty. I confess. So, and that's okay. You know, as believers, we confess, right? The Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that paid the price for our sins. But, you know, there's some other words that we want to confess and really not use that word, but another word. I'm going to share that with you in a moment, all right? So we got declaration to declare who we are. So we're going to move on and look at another word here. And it stems from a Greek word. We're going to do some Greek here. And we're going to look at homologeo. And another homologia. So there's a noun form and a verb form. So we'll get that on the next chart here. There we go. So to speak or say the same thing with another. So we speak and say the same thing with another. Now these two Greek words are translated confess sometimes in the Bible, and I'm talking about the King James Version, or profess. And that's the word I want us to kind of zero in on this morning. that we can either confess or profess. Now, pro is pretty good, you know. I'd rather be a pro than a con. That's for sure. So we want to profess who we are. Big time. So when we became a son of God, what does that mean? What does that mean when we became born again of God's Spirit? When we confessed with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believed that God raised him from the dead, we became saved, right? Born again of God's Spirit. So what did we receive as a result of that declaration? Incorruptible seed. Eternal life. Now, what kind of titles do we get to wear on our name badge? Saints, Son of God, Christ within, more than a conqueror, ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, we are his, lock, stock, and barrel. So if that's the case, then what should we be talking? How should we be talking? What words should we be saying? Yeah, God's word. We want to emulate our Father, don't we? Yeah, amen. We really want to emulate him. That's who we are now. There's a great verse, 1 Timothy 6:12. Let's take a look at that. 1 Timothy 6:12, we've got it up here. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou art also called and has what? Professed a good profession before many witnesses. Man, that's every day we fight the good fight of faith, right? Believing. What are we going to believe today? We hear words. We're getting bombarded with words from the TV, newspapers, people that we talk with at work, everywhere. At the gym, out on the boats, everywhere. We are bombarded with words. But what are the words that we're going to entertain? What are the words that will represent us? Because I've got a name tag. It says Son of God with power. I'm more than a conqueror. So what kind of words should I be using? God's word. I should be thinking that, right? I want to say the same thing God says about me. Man, if we could lock into that, look out, world. We're going to move the word over the world. Because we're what? More than conquerors. We are who God calls us to be. Man, that is so exciting. So exciting. So what is our profession? Son of God, right? That's who we are. Yesterday, I became somebody else, though. Hey, Adrian. Hey, Adrian. Bring it on, baby. What does my name tag say? Who's Rocky Balboa? Rocky, man, he beats up anybody and everybody, right? Yeah. You know who Jeannie was yesterday? Julia Roberts. But that name tag doesn't do her justice. She's much higher than that. She's more beautiful, loving. I love her Son of God, her Daughter of God name tag. That's what counts. Yeah. Al was James Bond. James Bond. Yeah. So isn't it funny that we get a name tag and we become who we are on our name tag, right? But man, oh man, as born again ones, we are sons of God. We just got to hold on to that, right? We got to keep saying that. That's who I am, a son of God with power. The main point, there's a main point here. We are to speak the same thing as what God says. I want you to leave here thinking about that. I'm going to emulate. I'm going to use words that represent who I am as a son of God. What a way to live life. Because this world will take you down, right? Take you down big time. Our Agape Now outreach on Saturday mornings, we see a lot of down and outers. But it's such a blessing when we pray for people to see a smile on their face, to see that somebody today thought about them, gave them a tract, to something to read. Yesterday, Bert was there. He was handing out the tracts, and, oh, give me some more. I want to share this with some other people. Man, that is right on. Sharing the Word of God. That's what it's all about. You know, we are what the Word of God says we are. We have what the Word of God says we have. And we will be what the Word of God says we will be. And that's it. Amen. What does amen mean? That's it. So be it. We're done here. That's it. You know, but I got a few more verses to share. So let's take a look at the next verse in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. It says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. We have a profession. What's our profession? Our faith, our believing. And how do we hold on to that? Without wavering. We don't budge on it. If somebody says, you son of God, come on. I know who you are. I know what you did in the past. Well, is that who we are really? That's what the devil wants us to think. He wants to take us to our past. But what kind of word of God should we say? What is a good scripture to say to people who want to bury us in our past actions? Get behind me, Satan. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are ahead, right? I press toward the mark of the high calling. We've been called with what kind of a calling? High calling in Christ. What a lifestyle. Oh my goodness, it's so fantastic. We should be so elated to get up in the morning and live like a son of God, a daughter of God. Man, if we just get a hold of this and do this, look out, world, because you're going to hear the Word of God all over the place. This morning at 9 a.m., I called Anthony Sakwa in Kenya. And I think, as you know, I've shared with you, this guy's on fire. He's got a ministry, a church in a village out in the bush somewhere. And isn't it amazing? I can push a button on my phone. Within seconds, I'm talking to him. And I hear his kids crying in the background. He's got five little kids. But he was so blessed to hear from us and shared. He said, you know what? Because I told him what I shared, I'm going to share this morning, what I'm doing right now. And he said, you know, I shared the same thing. Yeah, we got into the declarations because I sent him a copy of these declarations. So he's been sharing it with his people. So he says, I'm going up to Sudan soon. Please pray for me. Sudan's a very tough place. But he's going to go there. And he says, you know what? My God will be with me. That's what he's confessing. He's a son of God. He's on fire. He talks about being on fire all the time. He's speaking words that are God's word. They're living words. They're the words that our Father wants us to speak. He wants to hear us say those great words. So he's so thankful for our support. We're sending him a bunch. He's out of booklets, speaking in tongue booklets in Swahili. So we ordered 200 more. We're going to send them Monday. So, real exciting. You know, what I would like to do is have him give a greeting to you. So, I can probably record that or something, huh? We'll figure that out. What a dynamic man of God he is. Okay, where are we at? We're still in the middle of Hebrews, right? 10:23. For he is faithful that what? promise. So if we use his words, we've got the guarantee it's going to come to pass, because he is what? Faithful, who promised. That's our Father. Wow. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. That's my job this morning. I'm going to provoke you guys to love and do good works. Now, I don't know what all that really means in the Greek and stuff. Yeah, being provocative. But wait a minute, I do have it in my notes. Aha. To sharpen by rubbing on anything. Sharpen by rubbing on anything. How do you sharpen a knife? You get that stone or something, right? There's a verse in the Bible. What do you think that? Iron sharpeneth iron. That's provoking. So that's what we want to do. Iron sharpening iron. We want to work with each other, bless each other, minister to each other. And what words are we going to use as we minister and serve? God's word. Yeah. With the love of God. Man, oh man. Hebrews 13:25. Take a look at this one. By him, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. It's interesting, the word giving thanks in the Greek is this homologeo. So we're professing our feelings to him. The fruit of our lips profess. They just share how great we are, how wonderful we are because of our loving Heavenly Father. Let's do the sacrifice of praise to God. How often?
Continually.
Why would we want to do that? I've got other things to do. Yeah, that's who I am. I am a son of God, and I've got the greatest Father in the whole world, and man, I should be praising him continually. Yes, professing him. Wow, what a lifestyle. We have a lifestyle of praise. We want to hold on to that. Okay, Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Seeing then we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. So as a result, is Jesus Christ raised from the dead? Who is he at the right hand of God? Absolutely. So we're going to hold on to that. That's an assurity that we know without a shadow of a doubt. Why? The word of God says so. I can speak in tongues too, right? What does that tell me? I've got the Spirit in me. I'm operating the Spirit of God in me. Hey, do you think God likes to hear speaking in tongues? Oh man, big times, big times. I'm so blessed in our times, more and more great men of God that are reaching out to large numbers of people recognize the value of speaking in tongues. I think it was Andrew Womack. We listened to some teaching recently that he did, and he just said, man, I just speak in tongues for hours upon hours and hours upon hours. He recognized the value of perfect prayer, of praising him in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit. Yeah. Yeah. If you don't know what to say to God as you're praising him continually, just speak in tongues. That'll cover it. That's going to cover it. All right, this verse 16, jump down to verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So we have a profession we're holding fast, right? Because Jesus Christ has been passed up into the heavens, the Son of God. We've been made sons of God. So we're going to come how before the throne of grace? Boldly. Boldly. I remember I had the opportunity when I got out of the Marine Corps that I worked for IBM. And I remember some things happened where my customers called my boss and was not happy about something. And so I got a message. I need to see you, Bob, when you get in this afternoon. So how do you think I came into his office? Not boldly, I tell you. I was, uh-oh. But see, if my father was in that office, how would I come? Hopefully boldly, huh? Why? Because what's my profession? I'm a son of God now, right? So I can come into the boss boldly. Because I know his grace is so wonderful, right? He's so forgiving. Yeah, I still screw up. But he still loves me. He's so full of grace and love. So I can just keep coming in boldly before the Heavenly Father. Isn't that, what a boss. What a privilege to do that. Whew. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But it is believable. See, that's a bad word. Unbelievable. Quit saying that. Bad habit. It's believable. God's word is believable. Doggone it. Yeah. So we lay it all out there, don't we? Why not? We're sons of God. Because we are what the word of God says we are. We have what the word of God says we have. We will be what the word of God says we can be. So let's declare it. Let's profess it, who we really are. Sons of God, more than conquerors. God's masterpiece, right? We are heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. As his children, let us speak his language. Let us say the same things that he says. All right? I'd like to pray. Heavenly Father, we love you. We're so grateful and thankful that we can be your kids. What an honor. What an honor that we can speak your words, Father. You've given it to us. You've shed abroad your love in our hearts through the Holy Spirit so that we can be all that you've called us to be. So I'm thank you, Father, for forgiving us when we fall short, and that we can continue to come before your throne boldly, knowing your grace and your love. So I pray for everybody here and everybody else that listens to this sharing, that they can just rise up a little bit more each day. And I pray for myself that I can do that too, Father, so that we can truly be those dynamic ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right.